We now begin the 12th perek of Maseches Zvachim. This is Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph 12:1. And just a bit of background here. The question that the Mishnah wants to answer is, which Kohanim get the meat from the day's Korbanos? Pretty much all Korbanos. There's a portion that goes to the Kohanim. And the question is, who's entitled to the meat? So just understand that already since the time of Shmuel, Hanavi, and David, the Kohanim are divided into 24 groups. Each group is called a Mishmar, a guard, and they would serve, the Mishmar would serve from Shabbos to Shabbos, once every 24 weeks in a cycle. So that means, if you ignore the Yom Tovim, the Regalim, when everyone came, of course, then it was busy time and all hands on deck, the rest of the year, basically, your group, your Mishmar would serve essentially twice a year, 2 weeks of the year, every 24 weeks. And even within the Mishmar, so the Mishmar is divided into 7 subgroups called Bate Av, and each Beis Av served for 1 day of the 7 days of the week. And therefore, in actual fact, if you're a Kohen, ignoring what goes on during the Regalim when everyone's in Yerushalayim and you know they need all hands on deck, you're basically serving in the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash exactly 2 days of the year. Okay? So, those Kohanim who are doing the Avodah that day, their Beis Av, they're the ones who are going to get the meat, and also the hides, the skins of the animals that are brought on that particular day. The question is, in our mission is, who is entitled to get the meat from the Beis Av? And the basic gist of it is, you'll see in the mission in more details, is that people who were supposed to be serving and doing a vote on the Beis HaMikdash, they're the ones who are eligible, and the ones who are not, are not. But more details about that in a moment. Now understand, two other basic concepts you have to understand to get to the beginning of the Mishnah, which is, when a person is Tamei, so then there's an Isra D'oraisa for him, of course, to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. Certainly as a Kohen, he can't do a Avoda, as a Avoda is puzzle. And when a person stops being Tamei, so how does he remove the Tumah from himself? So the typical way is with a mikvah. So immersion to a mikvah does be mitaher, but there's a vestige of Tumah that stays on a person, even when he comes out the mikvah. That person is called the Tavul Yom, the guy who went to the mikvah that day. And he stays Tamei the rest of the day. So a Kohen, or not a Kohen for the matter, who touches a dead rat, who sits in the same chair as a Nida or a Zav or something. So then they become Tamei. They'll go to the mikvah, and for the rest of the day, they're called a Tful Yom. They have a vestige of Tumah, which means they're essentially the same as like a Sheni L'Tumah, which means that after coming out of the mikvah as a Tful Yom, they could do certain things, like they could eat Meiser Sheni, but they cannot eat Truma and certainly cannot eat Kachim. Okay, once you have what's the pasuk called Her of Shemesh, this is really the very first mission on the first page of the whole of Shas, from Brachos there. Once they have Her of Shemesh, which we understand to be when the 3 stars come out, Tetzu Kochavim, at that point they are fully Tahor, and their vestige of Tumah as a Tvuyom disappears, which means come nightfall, at that point they could now eat Kachim. So just for example, if you're going to participate in eating the non-Kohen, could eat your Korban Pesach, so you can go to the mikvah, let's say, on the 14th of Nisan, because you're a Tamei, because you touched a dead rat or something. So you'll wait the rest of the day, you are Tamei. But come nightfall, you can participate in the Pesach Seder because you become Tahor, no longer being a Tevul Yom after 3 stars come out. But there are certain types of Tamei people who, even after going to the mikvah and after Her of Shemesh, 3 stars come out, they still have a vestige of Tumah. And they are called a Mechusar Kippurim. That means they lack atonement. These are people who have to still bring a korban, and it's specifically we're talking here of in the context of a Kohen. In our mission here, there's 2 possibilities. You can be a zav, he who saw 3 times, and then he's zav that has to bring korbanos, or you can be a mitzora. So both the zav and mitzora become tamei for 7 days. At the end of 7 days, they have different procedures, but the point is they'll be able to go to the mikvah to become tahor for the rest of the day. They're tful yom. Come nightfall, they are lowered from being what's called a Tful Yom, which is the equivalent of like a Sheni L'Tumah, to being what's called a Mechusar Kippurim, lacking atonement, which is like a Shlish L'Tumah. I mean, they're still Tamei, they have vestige of Tumah. They at that point, Tful Yom could eat Truma, but he cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash or eat Kachim, and therefore, he'll have to wait till the next day to bring his Korbanos, whatever he has to bring. As a Metzorah, it's one, and if it's a Zav, it's another. And then only after that will he become atoned. Okay, getting his first Tahara. I shouldn't say he's just at home, but he becomes totally tahor, and at that point he can go into the Beis HaMikdash and eat kachim. Okay, so with that background, the Mishnah says inside, the Tevul Yom, the Kohen who went to the mikvah that day, and therefore for the rest of the day he couldn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash, he still got a vestige of Tumah, and couldn't do the Voda if it was his Beis Av which was serving today, or Mechusar Kippurim, or a Kohen even who He went to the mikveh yesterday and had hair of shemesh, but still he hasn't brought his korbanos yet. Therefore, he has a vest of tuma, and he can't do the avoda. He's tamei. Einan cholkin bekadshim leechol laarv. They don't participate in the kadshim. I mean, they don't get to eat the meat to eat that night. Meaning, even if you're talking about a tevul yom, who now comes nightfall is tahor. He could be tahor like his friends, but too bad. When the kachim were being brought during that day, he wasn't eligible. Therefore, he doesn't participate in eating of the meat. An onen. So an onen is someone who lost one of their seven relatives, right? Their father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, or wife. So on the day that that person dies, so the onen is someone who's like in an intense mourning, and the Torah prohibits him from eating kachim, amongst other things. And therefore, an onen also can't do the avodah in the base of mikdash. It's a psul. So that onen, he can't participate. Says the Mishnah, nogeh, he could touch kachim because he's not tameh. Ve'eno makrav, but he can't participate in the hakrava, in the offering of the korbanos, because he's a puzzle. Ve'eno cholak le'achol la'arav, and that night he won't get any of the meat. He's not allowed to participate in the food because essentially he wasn't eligible to serve during the day. So the same kind of principle applies here. The Mishnah is alluding to something which isn't evident if you just look at the Mishnah. It says nogeya, that means he's allowed to touch it. Now you might have thought there's a separate din derabanan, which is that we don't let a onen eat from kachim until he goes to the mikvah again. Even if he had just been to the mikvah, then he learns his onen for the rest of the day, and he's sitting at the steps of the mikvah, crying his eyes out until it's time for him to eat. Even so, he has to go to the mikvah again before he can eat from kachim as a din derabanan. And therefore, you might have thought, and the reason why is because since he can't do a voda and he's like distracted as an onen, he might just not, in general, not pay attention to his tahara. He might become tummy. So if therefore we say he has to go to the mikvah again, so that person, even though he has to go to the mikvah again before he eats, if he didn't go to the mikvah again and he's no gay and he touches it, won't make a tummy. So you shouldn't think otherwise. Okay, now Bali Mumen, what about Kohanim who can't do a voda because they have some kind of blemish which renders them unfit? So Bain Bali Mumen Kavu, and whether their blemish is something which is Kavu, it's never going to go away, like he's missing a finger or a leg or something. Therefore, of course, he'll always be puzzle. Bain Bali Mumen Ovrin, or if you're talking about the kind of Mum which is temporary, his hair is going to grow back, whatever his problem is, and he'll recover, and he can serve once again. In both those cases, Cholkin Va'ochlin, those actually, they are allowed to take, though they can't do the avoda, they could eat the meat. Avalo makriven, they can't actually do the offering of the avodas. They could do other stuff too. Plenty of things a Bali Mumen could do, participating around the base of English, but the actual technical avoda of korbanos they can't do. V'chol she'eno ro'i la'avoda, eino cholak v'basar. The general rule is, the Bali Mumen being an exception to this rule really, that anybody who's not ro'i la'avoda, who's not fitting to do the avoda, let's say he's tameh or he's an onan, etc., eino cholak v'basar, he doesn't get the meat of that day's avoda, even if the problem has gone away by the nighttime. V'chol she'ein lo bavasar, ein lo va'oros. A person who's not entitled to have any of the meat, also not entitled to have any portion in the hide. Because remember, when you bring an ola, let's say the korban ola, so there's an animal hide, the hides are, you can make a pair of shoes, you can upholster your Mercedes, and therefore it's valuable. But if you aren't entitled to the meat, because let's say you were tummy that day, you don't get a portion of the day's hides, animal hides as well. Afilo tami b'sh'as zrikas damim, b'tar b'sh'as hektar chalam. Now, even if you became tahor by the time that the emurim were brought, or that the, in this case, hektar chalav will be the fats. This is also talking about, so we're talking about here not an ola, because we're going to eat the meat. So we're talking about, let's say, whatever it is, a chatas or an asham, etc. So the point is, you have the whole night to burn the emurim of the chatas and the asham, etc. So even if by the time that the emurim were burning the mizbeach, the kohen in question was totally tahor, because he was a tefil yom and they're burning it after hours, it doesn't matter. Eino cholak b'basar, he doesn't get to participate in the eating of the meat because, based on a pasuk, if he wasn't eligible to do the blood avoda at the time it was brought, he can't participate in the meat even afterwards. And the pasuk says, Shenemar, hamakrives dam hashlamim v'esachelev mibnei aron, the one who can bring or does bring the blood of the shlamim and the chelev, that's the fats and the whatever it is, the emurim, etc., of Bnei Aaron, of the Kohanim, lo siya shoka yamin lamana. He is the guy who is eligible to get the shoka yamin, that's the right hind leg, which is one of the portions that are given to the Kohen along with the Chazeh from the Shlam. So the point is, he doesn't get a portion, and therefore if you aren't eligible to do the Dam, you're not eligible to get a portion of the meat either.